In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth, Inspiration, with a conversation that matters. Live from Los Angeles, we are broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, and making moments by illuminating new paths to a better way of being. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a greater understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guest, Eva Franchi, founder of the Sergio Franchi Music Foundation and wife of the late great tenor Sergio Franchi. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. I am so excited about tonight's show. I have so much admiration for this lady and, of course, so much love. I've known her now for many years, and the way we got to know each other is a really special story that I'll share here in a moment. But the fact of the matter is that I am so happy and honored to have her on our show with us tonight to talk about her, about Sergio Franchi, and the foundation and the concert that she does, and how she has gifted the world with music by helping change the lives and supporting so many singers over the years because of her love for her late husband. You know, it's interesting that I wanted to share a couple things that I had just started singing professionally. For most of you who have been listening to me for all these years now know that I studied engineering and went on to work for IBM. And after a major life change, I left IBM and said, I want to sing. I need to sing. And so I started singing. And the first things that started coming out of my mouth and my soul were Italian songs and songs that I had listened to and loved and sang along with my father and with a lot of other singers, Sergio Franchi included, on recordings. I started singing those songs. So the Italian community in Los Angeles started to hire me for various events, and I would start singing for them, and it was very exciting and a lot of fun. And what was really exciting was to have so many people come up to me and tell me, you're going to be something really great, and I'm going to help you. And especially the men, you know, these men in suits would come up and say, I know people in Chicago. I know people over here. I know people over there. I know people in New York. I'm going to help you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I had just started singing. It was my first year. And right away, people were trying to help, wanting to help. And so people would ask for my card, and I would give my card to people, and I never heard from anybody. None of these people, all of these big shot men and ladies all dressed up that would come and say, I'm going to help you, blah, blah, blah. And nobody called, and nothing happened. And then one day I was at this little luncheon, and I was invited to sing by this lady, and I said, sure, I would do it. Why not? And I was at this luncheon, and I started singing, and as soon as I was done, this group of little old ladies came up to say hello to me, and there was this one lady who was really persistent at the back of the crowd who was pushing, literally, other people away while she walked with her, I don't remember if she had a cane or a walker at the time, and she finally made herself up to the front, and she said to me, has anybody ever told you you remind them of Sergio Franchi? And I said, no, nobody's told me that yet. And she says, well, you remind me of him, and I'm going to help you. Give me your card. And I literally smiled, if not a chuckle came out of me. And in that flash of a second, I thought, all of these men in suits and women in high-powered, you know, furs or whatever, and big diamonds and all that, nobody has done a thing. And you, little old lady with a cane or a walker, are going to help me. And I didn't say that, but I just thought that. I really did. And I, out of politeness and kindness, I pulled out a card and I gave it to her. And she walked away. And I knew I would never hear from her again. Except I heard from her a week later and said, I just got you an audition with Eva Franchi, Sergio Franchi's widow, and you have to be here at this time and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, what? Who is this lady? Well, that lady was Ann Nardi. rest her soul. I think of her often, and I'm very grateful to her. And Nardi called me and introduced me to Eva Franke. I sang for Eva Franke, and the next thing I know, I was on a plane a month later to Connecticut for this wonderful Sergio Franke Music Foundation concert, and I was a winner of the Sergio Franke scholarship. And ever since then, Eva and I have had a wonderful friendship, and we've worked together not just at those concerts, but several other ones afterwards, and had a lot of fun. But I think it's just interesting that you just never know, and definitely you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, especially when it came to Ann Nardi. Now, I'll tell another quick story. And when I finally made it to the concert, I wanted to talk. As you can see, and as you know, I love to share my stories. And in this case, I had some stories about growing up Italian-American that I thought would be fun for the audience. And now I get to the concert. It's my first year there. And I said to Eva the night before the concert that I had a great story prepared for the concert. And she said, "No, no story. You just sing." And I said, "Oh, but it's a great..." She said, no, you just sing. Honey, darling, cookie, whatever she called me. Anyway. And so the next morning, I said to her, "You know, it really would work really nicely if I got to tell the story." And she says, "No, it's a concert. Nobody tells a story. It's a concert. You understand?" And I said, "I understand." Okay. So just before I walked up on stage, I just had this feeling like I really wanted to tell a story. And I don't know why that was important to me. So I said to Eva, I said, "Eva, I'd really like to tell a story." And she looked at me, and I'll have to ask her here in a minute if she saw something like she could trust me, or like this was right, or she just had enough and was tired of me asking for it and just said, "Okay, but make it quick." And so I got up on stage, and you know, she's right. There's a full orchestra on stage that she's paying literally by the minute, and double time if it goes a minute over because of the union. There are 5,000-6,000 people in the audience. It's being filmed for PBS. Every minute costs and every minute counts, and she's got a show to control. But for some reason, she trusted me in that moment. And I got up on stage, told my story, and then sang my song. And afterwards, after standing ovation and the whole bit, Eva said to me, "You're coming back next year and you're going to tell all the stories you want." And so every year since, whenever I was invited back, I would come and tell a story. And this is where my story ends today. That 2 years ago, I was on stage, and I told my story, and I walked off stage, and I was standing next to Eva backstage, and the next singer comes up and starts to share a story. And they weren't a storyteller. And Eva didn't approve this, and they didn't even ask for approval. And they just went off, and it was not a great story, and it was quite boring, actually. And Eva looked at me, and I said, "What is he doing?" And she rolled her eyes and said, "He's trying to be Filippo." And I love that story, not because I'm in it, but because it showed me that that moment where I said to her, "I want to tell a story," meant something to me. She felt it. She let me tell it. And now, all these years later, other people are wanting to have that same feeling. Well, it's not for them to do. They're just copying. But that I was being original. I was doing something that had never been done there. And now everybody wants to do it too. So I trusted myself. She trusted me. And the rest is history. Well, we're going to talk about that history and what's up in the future for the Sergio Music Foundation, Sergio Franke Music Foundation, with Eva Franke right after this message.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. and ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest tonight is Eva Franchi, also known as Mrs. Sergio Franchi, who is the founder of the Sergio Franchi Music Foundation and wife of the late, great tenor Sergio Franchi, who was known for his leading roles on Broadway in Do I Hear a Waltz? And Nine, and for his leading role in the film, The Song of Santa Vittoria. He also had his own TV show, his own headlining show in Vegas. He was always on the Ed Sullivan Show and recorded many, many albums. And now they've been turned into CDs and DVDs. And he was on the Billboard charts a couple times at least. So I am very happy and honored to have Eva Franchi on the show. Welcome, Eva.
Hello, Filippo. You know, I'm proud of you, but what mistake you made.
Oh?
You don't know how to tell a story short. You have the same sickness as I do. You said, I want to tell you a short story. I mean, it's like, matter of fact, sit down, get yourself a glass of wine, and have the best hour coming.
Oh, that's
Thanks
sweet.
For having me, Angel. And everything you said, I double it. You are absolutely wonderful and special. Thank you for having me on your show. By the way, I'm very proud of you of this show. I knew you were going to do it because your stories interest everybody.
So I'm proud for you. Tell me honestly, were you nervous that first time? Why did you let me tell the story? You didn't even know me.
You didn't give me a chance. You were pushing. You said, I want to tell a story. But also, I tell you why. Sergio was an entertainer, and he wasn't just a singer. Okay, there are singers and there are entertainers. So Sergio always told a story, and he never really told a joke particularly. He told a story that went, let's say, with that song. And you know that great comic going way back, Myron Cohn. You remember Myron Cohn or George Burns? There was never a joke. It was always a story. And people love stories. And you are a great storyteller. But Sergio also was. He was always known for his not only his singing, his charm, his class, his elegance, but also his personal touch to the audience. And he always reached them just like you do.
Well, thank you, Eva. And I've had the pleasure of reaching your audiences over the years. You have thousands and thousands of people, and you actually have to cut it off at some point because though the property is very large, the fire marshals
we
and whatever.
We have 10,000 people.
Right.
We have to stop. And, you know, having a 10,000 people on a private property, private estate, it was great, but being in Connecticut, a lot of the land that we have, that Sergio was Italian, and, you know, to Italians, Taro, the land means everything, right?
Right.
They gotta have land. And so when we bought this estate in 1978, it's 280 acres in Connecticut, right? Well,
right.
Him with his antique cars that he collected, and his family came and moved in, his father from Italy and his sisters from Germany with the children. There was, people said, oh, it's the Franchi compound. And Sergio said, no. This is the Franchi estate asylum. And he meant it. It was wonderful.
It's a beautiful estate asylum. And
then, when we lost him, poor darling, that I forever will miss and do miss, I only was going to give one goodbye memorial concert. A lot of people said to me, Eva, do it on a golf course. Let people have a golf tournament. Do it on a theater. Let entertainers come and sing in his memory. So I said to myself, no, it's not going to work. I said, then I have to depend on what the people are going to do for me. I said, I can't do that. This I have to do for him. So I was driving home, And on this largest stage, the sun was setting. And as the sun was setting, suddenly it came to me. Remember that movie was a big hit that year. It was in 1992. Build It and They Will Come.
Right.
Fields of Dreams. Remember the Fields of Dreams? That was the name of the movie.
Right.
And then I said, Fields of Dreams. This is Fields of Dreams. And I said, I'm going to hold that right here. And the very first year, I swear to you, if I took his telephone book and I wrote to every single telephone number, in even in his little black book. It made it very interesting. I wrote to everybody, and all I said that if he ever touched your life, if he ever added a smile to your face, a ray of sunshine to your eyes, please come. This is his memorial concert. And I thought if 400 people will show up, I kissed the ground. We had 1,500 people coming in. People were running. That the traffic was backed up to Mystic, Connecticut, which is about 2 miles from us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the turn off from I-95. And then after that, I don't know what happened. The magic hit the air, and the people who loved him, they turned out, they came, and everybody was dressed. The gentlemen, the men wore jackets. Ladies were dressed to the teeth because somehow they, first of all, paid him the respect. Second of all, that's the way they remembered him. He was always elegant. I used to call him a clothes horse because he looked absolutely, he was a typical gentleman, European man, and he always dressed. Well, that after now 18 years has become one of the most loved musical events of New England. And
yes,
we have gifted over 487 grants and scholarships. And some of the singers that sang here became the top tenors in the world.
Indeed.
And you're one of them who sang here. Look what you are doing. Which is, that makes me very proud. And Sergio would be very happy that really through his memories and through his name, he's still able to give. And I end up loving doing it. And I'm not going to give it up. And I had a goal. It was a $1 million goal in his memory forever. So long after I'm gone, we are gone, his memories will live on. And it will be at the Juilliard Academy of Music. It will be through the AVA Academy and at the Metropolitan Opera House competition to the best young tenor.
Right, you're
and
talking about
And when the money
about...
runs out, I guess it's over for everyone. But that was my dream, and dreams do come true. And this year we're going to have it, and you're coming, right?
I am coming with pleasure. I just want to clarify, because I don't know if you said the $1 million was to have an endowment, right?
It is an endowment that cannot be touched.
Right.
And whatever the interest rate brings in, whatever the economy is of the country, if it's 5%, 5%, please, dear God, right? Lately what we're having is zero. So if the press, it could go back to 10%, 20%, who knows? We used to have 27% interest rate.
No, I think I'm too young to remember that.
No. Oh, stop bragging.
No, but the reason that's important, there you said several
it's
important
1980,
things.
Exactly 1982, the interest rate was 29%.
That was with the money investors that you were working with and
No. If you wanted to borrow money, it was 29% interest rate.
Oh, wow.
29% in 1981. Yes, look it up. Everybody listening, check in it and let me know if I'm wrong.
Well, you said so many important things here, and you did have a dream from starting from no money in the foundation.
But it's not about the money. I don't care about the money. I really do. I want to give it away. I want to give it away to young singers who has a dream. And I'm so happy that now, finally, television has programs where young, like, Do You Think You Can Dance? Oh, my God, I think that program with totally unknown that has the chance, they are street dancers, to show their talent, that's unbelievable. You mentioned the Ed Sullivan Show. But the Ed Sullivan Show was the show that gave the chance to young artists to show their talent, to let the country see it. But up till now, nothing was happening. Nobody was helping those kids. So it's a wonderful thing that we're able to do, and I'm going to continue to do. And at our concert, I am blessed because some of the kids are coming back. They are not kids anymore, like, let's say, James Valente.
Right.
He came here when he was 19 years old. Now he's 30. And he is the top young tenor right now into the world of opera.
Absolutely. Every time I turn around and see his name in the magazines, the opera magazines and all of that, he's singing in the big opera houses around the world. And just so you know, this will do you proud, because you created a lot of friendships too among all the singers, because
they're all coming back. They're coming back, and they want to give, and they want to come back. And because our event is, I try to do what Sergio did. I am not having this concert. Yes, we do have a 37-piece symphonic orchestra, but I am not trying to give a recital here. It is not only an operatic concert. It is everything what I think my darling Sergio gave to the world. It is the most beautiful love songs, the most beautiful Italian classics that he was definitely known for, and also some of those operatic arias that when you hear it, whoever hears it, your heart stops. And you want to fall in love. That's how lifts your soul to the sky. And also, I throw together not three tenors, but at times I have five on stage singing Nessun Dorma. And there is not one person in that 5,000. We're cutting at 5,000 people now. At 5,000 that are not standing and yelling on top of their feet. So it's, and I'm going to do the same thing this year with four sopranos.
And okay.
And I love when they are on, they are not being judged. They are having fun. And that's what I love about our event, that it's not the winner is. Whoever I choose that year is the Sergio Franchi Scholarship winners, not scholarship, grand winners. So when they sing, they are, excuse my language right now, but we are in the, what is it? We are in 2011. They kick ass on stage. They literally kick ass. And when they're hitting those high notes, top C's, they don't only hang on and hitting that note, but they're looking at each other, and the other one pushes the other one away, and he's going to try to top that note, right?
Right.
And that's where the electricity comes in. That's where the fun comes in. And the audience sense that. And they are with us. They are not just sitting there watching a concert. They are part of the fun. And I'm very proud of it. And I think I hope that my Sergio, if he watches, he'll be proud. And if someday if there is such thing, I see you in heaven, I hope he's going to have open arms.
and you know, he might be saying, I wish she would have done this when I was alive. I would have loved
probably,
to be there.
Probably. Or maybe he's saying, for Christ's sake, Eva, would you let me rest? But I can't. Because, you know something? People won't let me. You know, I announced that last year, that after 18 years, it is the last concert. We reached the goal. The grand is set forever. Okay, endowment is set. And I was going, my mama is 97 years old. Okay, so I said, okay, Eva, that's time. Be a lady, bow out and say thank you, and you've done it, right? The letters, the emails, and you're going to see it at the concert. I make a billboard posting the letters. It's not like I'm a woman and I'm coming back when I said it's over, right? It is. Some letters say, Eva, you don't have the right to stop this. They said, how can we help you? We come. We help you still seal envelopes. Please let us help you. And I decided I continue it. I said, as long as they come, I'll do the concert.
You know, Eva, there's so much good in what you've created here, and I want to talk about that, but we have to take a break. And before we take a break, we're going to play...
Is that a short one or a long one?
What? I'm not going to talk, so it's a short one.
we're
going to take a break, but before we take a break, we're going to listen to one of Sergio's beautiful songs, and this is Sergio Franchi.
The song that you're going to hear, it's going to be probably one song that it's his signature song, like, let's say, like Cuore Ingrato. The Cuore Ingrato, that means ungrateful heart, that was the very song that broke Sergio's career. He suddenly got the chance out of London at the PBC special. And Ella Fitzgerald was at the audience, not the audience, excuse me, she was the star of the show. And Sergio just won a competition in Europe. And his prize in the competition was something like our competition. It wasn't money, but it was fly to London, and you have one song to sing at the London Palladium. Well, he did it. And Ella Fitzgerald was standing backstage, and she walked up to him, and she said, "Young man, America needs you." She went there, picked up the phone, she called RCA Victors, because she was under contract to RCA Victors, and she was Ella Fitzgerald, right? Mm-hmm. And she said to RCA Victors, "Here is the young man you've been looking for." Because after Mario Lanza passed away in 1959, I believe, they were looking for a handsome, romantic new tenor. And the rest is history. They signed Sergio Sight Unseen. They brought him into Carnegie Hall. And again, he sang Cuore Ingrato. And Ed Sullivan was in the audience. And he was on Ed Sullivan show 42 times, more than anyone ever. And Ed Sullivan is the one who really, truly gave him the chance in America. So,
well, this version, actually, we're going to hear, actually has the introduction by Ed Sullivan. And Ed Sullivan introduces him on the show. And Sergio Franchi sings Cuore Ingrato.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing to American TV the young Italian tenor star, Sergio Franchi, who's giving a concert, incidentally, next Sunday at Carnegie Hall. A magnificent voice. Let's have a nice welcome for this stranger to our stage. Sergio Franchi.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and before the break, we heard Sergio Franchi singing Cuore Ingrato, which was one of his signature songs and one of my favorite that he sings. And that's from the CD On the Ed Sullivan Show. It's called Sergio Franchi On the Ed Sullivan Show. That's just one of the many CDs that are available now, including I have a DVD of him on the Ed Sullivan Show as well, where you could watch those episodes. But there are so many CDs, a Christmas CD, some beautiful love romantic CDs. And of course, there are all the DVDs of the concert that Ava has been doing for the past 18 years. I don't know if all 18 are available, but there are certainly many available on DVD as well. To learn more about Ava, to learn more about Sergio, and to learn more about the concert and how you can also get involved with the foundation, go to www.sergiofranchi.com. That's S-E-R-G-I-O, F like Frank, R-A-N like Nancy, C-H-I.com, SergioFranchi.com. And we have Ava Franchi with us, the widow of the late great tenor Sergio Franchi. And we've been talking about this build it and they will come dream that she had to have a concert in her husband's honor. And Ava, I have to say that it's such a beautiful story, not just of success, but of change, of how you've changed in the process and how you've changed so many people, and not just the singers that have had the pleasure of singing on your stage and winning grants because of what you're doing, but also the audience members, and even, I'll take it one step forward, the volunteers. And I'll say real quickly,
we have 105 volunteers every year. 105
volunteers. And I know, because I, having been there so many years, and actually, you know me, I get my hands dirty and actually have helped put up chairs and all
that. Yes, you did. You know,
and had so much fun doing it and got to know so many people. But I've gotten to know some of the volunteers. And I know one of them had cancer, and one of them, his mother had just died, and one of them, and these people all said to me, I don't know what I would do if we didn't have this concert.
They have fun. They have a good time doing it. Honest to God, and it's they are part of it. It is like it's our baby. Okay, it's we doing it, and it's our baby together. Just like when you come, you're so sweet. You get the aeroplane ticket. You don't want to what class the aeroplane ticket is. You are here, right? You are here. And by the way, I don't know if anybody knows, but Filippo is a vegetarian. Right? So I like to cook. I love to cook. And I cook everything. And every time he says, oh, I don't need it. Oh, I don't need that. So I said, Filippo, why don't you go outside and chew on one of the bushes? because everything I have He wanted all green stuff, vegetarian stuff. But they are such good friends that I can say that.
I appreciate that we have that good a friendship. Well, I have to tell another story.
Throw him a banana and he's happy.
You know, Ava, we have been so close, and you have been so kind as to be at sometimes the only singer that you allow to sleep in the house. And
yes, you're one of them. You definitely are. You know, because you arrive in all these hours, because coming from Los Angeles, and you do your work and do you're busy. So you sometimes pick the latest flight coming in, right? So that's like he's arriving 2 a.m, right? I mean, I don't care how much I love you. The door is open.
The door is open, and I go straight to my room. But the point is that your beautiful mother would come and knock on the door in the morning and tell me that she made me breakfast.
No,
and
she wants to make sure you are in there, locked up.
But she finally got upset with me after she told me she made me this, she made me that, she made me that.
Then and you won't eat it. I know it. By the way, Filippo, you're cooking. You're also cooking. That's exciting to me.
I do.
I want to hear some of your menus.
You know, one of these days I'll cook for you. You've cooked for me. I should cook for you.
That's
but I have to say, your mother said to me, finally, she got upset, and she speaks Hungarian, but only a little bit of English. And finally she said, "What do you eat like a bird?"
Yeah. That's the truth. But you know something, Filippo, I lived in Los Angeles. You know that. I'm a Hungarian refugee. I came into this country in 1956. And now we got to talk about this country, okay? Now,
Yes. All
that we talk about, all that wonderful things we said, what we're feeling, what we're sharing, what I am able to give away, you know something? Nowhere in the world that could have happened than happening to someone who was a refugee to this country.
Mm.
In 1956 was the Hungarian Revolution. My father, Dr. Degree of Economics, my mom is a teacher, took the 4 children, 4 of us. And we were just, I was 13 years old. And my brother, 14 and a half, my sister, 16, my other sister, 11. And they fled. They fled hungry with nothing in their pocket except a dream. And we were lucky enough, we asked to go to America. And that we waited to get a sponsor, and we landed. Well, we all got jobs. My mom immediately went to a hospital and worked as a cleaning lady. My father, with a doctor degree, didn't speak English. He went to a gas station. He was sweeping gas stations. Mm. As kids, we immediately to Hungarian restaurants. Thank God for Hungarian restaurants because we didn't speak English. But we were helping. We were cleaning. We were at the serving. And, well, between you and me, hard work. If anybody wants to really work hard, there is an incredible chance of possibility in America. And America still is the greatest country in the world. Okay, we had some little problems along the way because we are too good. America is too good, always helping everybody. But between you and me, God bless America. God bless America, and there's so many people would sell their fortunes in Europe just to be able to get a green card in America.
Mm-hmm. Ava, thank you for sharing that story. Very appropriate.
None of us should ever forget that.
That's beautiful, and you know, you started in those kinds of beginnings, which is interesting, and being a refugee and all that.
And my brother became a doctor. My brother is a doctor.
Yes.
And my sister married a wonderful young man, and he's a lawyer. My sister Susie married a chemist. But everybody, don't forget about it. Things come along in life, but everybody worked hard, and everybody able to get a beautiful, decent life.
You know, absolutely, even more than beautiful and even more than decent. And in some cases, what I wanted to share about you is it, knowing you personally, that yes, you came from those humble beginnings and you worked hard, and now you have a big, beautiful estate, and you
and
dress
I have a big ring, too. I have a big ring, too.
You have a huge ring. Yes,
I don't have a cane yet. I don't have a cane yet.
Just the ring.
I'm joking.
So, no, I know you are, but this is my point exactly that, is you have this huge ring and this huge estate and this, you know, the beautiful car and beautiful clothes. And yet, anytime I see you, if there's something to be done, someone to be helped, you never stop.
You know, a day before the concert, you see me with a broom in my hands. Brooming. I'm brooming the sidewalk. I'm brooming everything. But that's why it's fun. We do it ourselves. I don't have a secretary. I don't want a secretary. Every letter I send out is still handwritten. And that's the personal touch also. I will refuse to give up. I will not give that up. And the people who come, they write to you, they talk to you like they know you. And that's so beautiful. That's such a wonderful thing. But Filippo, Sergio, he also came to this country as he was actually brought in very luckily by the Ed Sullivan Show, I mean by the RCA Victor's. But he had to wait to get his green card. And the first thing we all did, so did he, we immediately registered and we waited that 5 years. So in 1967, Sergio became an American citizen. And it was such a cute thing because he went on stage and he said, "Now I'm a Yankee Frankie." And he was very proud of his American, citizenship. And he sang for many presidents. One of his most memorable ones was he actually did the inauguration for President Kennedy. And when he sang the national anthem. And President Kennedy, he was not president yet, because it was actually he was running just before his inauguration. And he walked up to Sergio with the second time when he invited him back for the inauguration. But the very first time, it was like a pre-inauguration fundraiser. And he walked up to Sergio, and Sergio was really just about in this country. And he walked up, he says, "Do you know the lyrics?" He was very precise on it. And then he was very proud that he also sang his inauguration. He also sang for President Senior Bush, George Bush's inauguration, and then Ronald Reagan. It was happened to be Sergio was on Broadway. He was doing the Broadway Show 9 when he got a phone call from Frank Sinatra. And Frank Sinatra was that time the entertainment director of the White House. And Frank Sinatra called Sergio backstage at 42nd Street on Broadway. And he said, "Hey, Chich," you know, Italians, Frank is Chich, right? So Frank Sinatra, so Sergio said, "Hey, Chich, what's up?" He said, "Sergio, can you be here four days from today? And President Reagan giving a dinner for the president of Spain. And I need, oh, my dear God, right now, a Latin romantic singer." Mm-hmm. Sergio said, "I can't. I'm doing a Broadway show. I'm on Broadway." So Sergio asked if he could take off for one night. They sent a helicopter for him. With the helicopter, he went to the White House, and he did sing. And it was so cute because when Sergio walked on stage, he always walked on with a tuxedo and a bow tie, right? Mm-hmm. So President Reagan, but after the second song, he usually opened up his bow tie, and if he could, he took it off because being a tenor, he needed the room in his neck right. to sing. So, but before he took off his bow tie and he said, "Mr. President, do you mind?" As he opened his bow tie, and President Reagan looked up, he said, "No, go ahead, my boy."
Ava, you have such great stories. I think that's why we get along, because we're both storytellers and we love to hear these stories. And I have to tell you that I sometimes tell your stories, but I give you credit all the time.
Yes, you do. But you know something, we have, you know, I don't know if you told your audience or not. One of the years at the concert, Marcello Giordani from the Metropolitan Opera House was coming. Now, Marcello Giordani, after Pavarotti passed away, is the number one tenor in the world right now. Marcello Giordani. He agreed to come to a concert, right? And he was going to sing Nessun Dorma.
Right.
Well, I had Michael Amante, who is a young singer, And he wanted to sing Nessunto.
Oh, no, you're not telling this story.
Yes, I am. And I said, unless he's going to sing Nessundorma, he's not coming. It's his song. He thought he was the newcomer. Well, how am I going to tell Marcello Giordani, the top tenor in the world, okay, who's going to sing in Stonington, Connecticut, that, no, you can't sing Nessundorma because Michael Amante is going to sing Nessundorma.
Right.
So I went crazy. I called up Licia Albanese. Licia Albanese is the grand lady of Puccini. She had over, I think, 4,000 performances as Madame Butterfly. She is head of the Puccini Foundation. So I said, Licia, what do I do? So she looked at me and she says, Eva, how wonderful. Let them both sing it, right?
Right.
Well, then I told Marcello that Marcello going to do it, and then Michael Amante go to Nessundorma. So Marcello accepted it, and they did it. Now who's coming up after them is Filippo Voltaggio, okay? So I think you were singing, churi, churi, ta-ra-la-la-la-la-la. Am I right?
And that could have been it, yes.
I think churi, churi. And then you had no idea. You are off stage, right? So I'm pronouncing it to you. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, I said, oh, the conductor starts, right? And I said, no, I went to the conductor wrong. And the conductor looks at me, why? What's the matter? You know, as a conductor would. And I said, wrong. I said, Filippo. And you walked on. And I said, so you, Filippo, you stop the conductor. And he says, I'm going to sing Nessundorma.
Right.
Remember that?
I do remember
anyway,
that.
It was fun. It was fun time. No, but
the
you didn't, though. You
loved
didn't.
It.
No, you know something, Filippo? When you said that you reminded of Sergio, Sergio was, if I could find someone, it's an ingredient of making a cake that in the ingredients fit. I said, that would be, he was funny. He had a sense of humor like you. He was handsome like you. He was able to, oh, there's one thing, I have not seen you leap in the air. Sergio leaped in the air to his tarantella like Brushnikov. Okay?
Okay.
Am I right? And then he broke into Pagliacci, okay, opera. But Filippo, when you sing the songs that Sergio sang when he wanted to woo his audience with the love songs, with the songs that, like, when you do Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime, right?
Right.
Like Dino, you are unbelievable.
Oh.
And I think you are the closest to Frank Sinatra, I mean, to Dean Martin. You should do more Dean Martin songs. There's nobody does Dean Martin. Why don't you do more?
Well, maybe we'll do more at the concert this year, which I want to remind everybody that it is going to come up on September the 10th. That's a Saturday, September the 10th. And Eva is only able to allow 5,000 people. There's a cutoff to come. So I know that upwards of 10,000.
But let me tell you what I'm going to do, Filippo. I'm going to do a special deal for you.
Oh.
Anybody who listens to this program at this moment, okay? And anybody who would be, dear God, flying in from California, we have a lot of people flying in San Francisco,
true,
Florida, they're going to get a ticket for $10 a ticket.
Wow.
Because if you ever loved him, if you ever admired what he stood for, and if you loving Filippo now, I would like you to come really, truly for such a small discounted ticket. Just so you enjoy, you see Filippo in the prime, because I don't know how often you have the chance that of just listening to him in a radio, that really entertaining person, he is unforgettable too.
Oh, Eva, thank you so much. This concert.
Charge to the plane, Filippo, come on.
this interview has been unforgettable and has so many moments with you. The tickets you can get for, wow, $10 discounted.
If you go www.sergiofranchi.com, you get all the information there.
Right.
Okay?
For September the 10th, 2011.
Is the first Saturday after Labor Day. The doors of the estate opens at 11 o'clock. You can walk around Sergio was an antique car collector. He was a Renaissance man. He collected antiques. You can walk through a home only one day that year, that day, and then you can see where we lived our life here for the past 30 years. And if you love Connecticut, you can go out to the great lobster places where they pull out of a hot boiling tub a lobster that you never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And please come, okay? And the invitation is open. Just go on a line, and you could call me at 860-535-4023. And even if you can't make it, but if you have a Sergio story that you would like to share with me, my heart and ears are open for you.
Ava, thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Thank you for giving it to me. And Filippo, I'm proud of you. Keep that show going. And if I'm in Los Angeles one day, I come on live.
Okay. Looking forward to that. I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too. Ciao. Grazie.
Ciao.
See you September 10th, okay?
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao. Bye, darling. Bye.
Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and we're back, and we're on with our producer, Mark LeSueur, and I'm still laughing. She always has me laughing.
She said she wants to come back live. Well, I'm not sure how much more alive you can get.
She's like that. I don't know where she gets her energy, but God bless her.
She's fantastic. That was great.
She has helped so many people.
What? This is speaking of helping so many people, this was a special show tonight because of how much of an impact Sergio and Ava have had on your life. Let's talk about that a little more.
That's really interesting because I have grown and learned a lot and been shown a lot from this experience. Well, obviously from the story that I shared during the monologue from the very beginning with not judging a book by its cover, with the little old lady coming up and saying, I can help you. And I'm like, really? And yes, really, she could, and she did. And then then wanting to tell a story on stage and finally letting Ava, having Ava allow me to do that. And now years later, seeing the fruit of what my desire, brought for even other people. So it has been such a wonderful relationship and such a beautiful, positive growth experience for me. Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, for pointing that out.
Well, and again, beyond on the stories, which are the basis for all this, you are in essence at soul an entertainer, a singer, a moment maker, right? And all of that very much it has this thread of well, let's talk about you are a how many times Sergio Franchi?
I think minutes? 12.
12. You're not greedy, are you?
I've actually told her a couple times that I wasn't coming. A couple times I wasn't able to go because of other concerts that I was doing someplace else. But one time she found out that I was able to go, and I hadn't said no, and I wasn't going to. But she said, "Listen, if you don't come, I'm going to break your legs." And I'm sure she meant it.
And so here we are, though. Think about this. Ex-IBM executive,
pursues his dream. His dream is validated time after time after time by not only that competition, but your song in your songs in movies and on television and all of that we are doing here at Life Changes. And look at you go. How fantastic.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for making that reflection. And I have to say, I know we'll be getting more and more into all of this stuff because I think you won't let me, not get into it as we go through the shows. But, you know, and all that stuff, like we were talking to Dee Wallace, last week, about all that stuff. That confirmation, and yet there are times when we actually ignore it and don't even let it in. And so we'll talk someday about how all that stuff confused me more than was a confirmation. And it's because sometimes we just can't let it in because whatever is in our head is stronger than what's really happening, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And hence the reason I wanted to mirror that back to you because, you know, you're such an important force for change and for good of others, and you're so good at extracting the moments that people go through and deciphering what they're not in a position to see at that moment, and or looking back with them at those moments that sometimes it's nice to be able to shine that light back at you and allow you to see just how much good you have done and how magical your talents are.
You know, thank you, Mark. And it was actually really special to hear how special some of these moments were for Ava. Now, it's a really crazy scene, and I wish you could see it. It's so much fun. But yes, it's 280 acres or something like that. There are five houses on the property, and 10,000. Well, I think one year I was there like 7,000 people. So she has been making it smaller and smaller, but the point is that all these people and policemen and security guard and volunteers and food people and wine people and all this stuff going on, and she's concerned about whether I ate or not that morning. And remembers, and she's got, you know, 37 musicians and the conductor and 15 other singers. And she's asking me if I ate that morning and can I make you something? And it's just like, this is crazy. But the fact that she then mentions it years later just shows that sometimes we don't know what kind of an impact we are having on people and what people remember in the midst of chaos. So, no matter what, we just really have to really love each other and love ourselves, because in the midst of all that craziness, those love moments that we had for each other still ring true and or still, you know, come up and feel good.
They still ring true. Well said. Couldn't said it better myself.
Well, maybe that's exactly what needed to be said for today. And this whole show rang true. Mark, thank you so much. And I have to thank our producer, Dorothy Donahue, because she insisted that we have Ava on the show. She said she hasn't had the opportunity to meet her, but she says that she's very special. And I thought, oh, it's kind of nepotism. You know, we're almost like family now. It's like putting my family on the show. And Dorothy said, no, this is very special. We want to do this for her and for the concert. And so I thank her, and I'm so glad we did. So thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Ava. And thank you, Don, for picking up the show and making it happen for us today. This has been so special. I thank all of you also for being part of it and for being part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Happy 4th of July, everyone, and ciao.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.
time.